Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW local area weather forecast is calling for partly sunny skies, gradually becoming sunny throughout the day with a high near 54. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Illinois State Police Division of Criminal Investigation Zone 8 was requested by Fairfield Police Department to conduct a death investigation in Fairfield on Saturday. At approximately 8 a.m., a 28-year-old male was found deceased near the 600 block of Southeast 4th Street. The official cause and manner of death will be released by the Wayne County Coroner's Office once an autopsy has been conducted and toxicology report has been received. This is an active and ongoing investigation, and no additional information is being released at this time. More news after this break.
TOC Direct Media is bringing Jeff Bodart and Robert Haysmith to Vincennes Saturday, April 16th at the Eagles Lodge on Willow Street for a night of comedy. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com. Tickets are limited, so get yours today. A cash bar and food will be available during the event. You must be 18 to enter, 21 to purchase alcohol. Get your tickets today at tocbigdeals.com. Brought to you by TOC Direct Media.
Just curious, are you driving down the road today or sitting in your office and thinking that you need a new sofa or a new mattress? Well, I would like to invite you to stop by Interior Set and Sleep at 1725 North 6th Street in Vincennes, or at Interior Furniture and Appliances located 1 mile north of Walmart in Washington. Today is the best time to stop by and check out our great selection that we have available for immediate delivery or pickup. This is Darvey Yoder with Interior Set and Sleep, located right across the road from Dumas in Vincennes.
And now, the rest of the news. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 3,045,718 cases of COVID in Illinois, with 33,075 confirmed deaths and 4,235 probable deaths. The current positivity 7-day rolling average for case positivity is 1.3%, with test positivity at 1.5%. To date, Illinois has performed 55,731,994 tests and administered 21,217,198 doses of the vaccine. Wayne City Matters will hold a soup and sandwich fundraiser today at JT's Restaurant from 4 until 6:30 p.m. Dine-in, carry-out, and drive-through options will be available for chili, potato, or vegetable soup, plus ham salad or peanut butter sandwiches. In addition, the group is selling raffle tickets for eight $500 cash prizes or a Golden Boy gun from Larry's Gun Shop in McLeansboro. Tickets are $5 or $5 for $20, with the drawing to be held today. The first of Grayville's City Council meetings for March is set for Monday at 7 p.m. at City Hall. In executive session, there will be discussion of the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of employees of the police department, as well as the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the public body. In old business, they'll discuss the second reading of Ordinance 922 regulating video gaming, the water filtration plant, and the Grayville welcoming signs. Among items in new business discussed will be the reading of Ordinance 924, approving real estate sales, authorizing the application for the PARC grant, and the Department of Transportation's RAISE grant. A Maunee man was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Elijah I. James, 32, of Maunee, was arrested for having no valid driver's license and possession of cannabis. Bond was set at $250. James posted bond and was released. An officer with the White County Sheriff's Department was dispatched to a call on County Road 100 E1597N concerning a truck in the ditch with a possible intoxicated driver. When the officer arrived, the vehicle had already been pulled out of the ditch. The driver identified himself as 24-year-old Tyler M. Schnicker of Carmi. The officer asked Schnicker if he had been drinking, to which Schnicker responded he had drank 14 to 15 beers throughout the evening. Upon a field sobriety check, Schnicker was taken into custody and held for the night at the White County Jail. He paid $100 bond and was released. A motorist assist call led to the arrest of a Louisiana woman. On February the 28th, an officer with the White County Sheriff's Department was dispatched to Centerville Road past the Skillet Fork Creek Bridge. When the officer arrived, he approached the vehicle and found 43-year-old Kimberly S. Massey sitting in the vehicle. Massey stated her car had ran out of oil and died on the side of the road. Massey gave the officer her license, and when he ran it through dispatch, it came back suspended. Massey was then taken into custody and transported to the White County Jail. Following a completed tow inventory, Don's bumper to bumper towed the vehicle from the scene. Bond was set at $250. Massey paid and was released. A Carmine man is being held at the White County Jail after his arrest on Thursday. At around 5:20 p.m., an officer with the Carmine Police Department took 28-year-old Rex Dalton Real of Carmine into custody for criminal trespass to property and disorderly conduct. Bond was set at $100. No court date is set at this time. The Illinois Department of Employment Security says that unemployment rates fell by 0.1% to 5%. While non-farm payrolls increased by 8,600 in January. Based on preliminary data provided by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and released by IDES. The preliminary report for December monthly payrolls was revised from up 22,800 to up 18,200 jobs. The preliminary December unemployment rate was revised from 5.3% to 5.1%. The January payroll jobs estimate and unemployment rate reflects activity for the week, including the 12th. In January, the three industry sectors with the largest over-the-month gains in employment were professional and business services, up 11,100, manufacturing, which was up 3,200, and government, up 1,500. The industry sectors that reported monthly payroll declines were construction, down 7,100, and leisure and hospitality, down 1,600. In Illinois, the Illinois labor force participation rate, or the percentage of working age population that was either employed or unemployed and seeking employment, was 1.5% higher than the U.S. labor force participation rate and is rising faster than the U.S. That means more people are joining the workforce in Illinois than across the country. Over the previous year, the Illinois labor force participation rate increased by nearly twice the level of the national labor force participation rate, rising 1.4% as compared to 0.8% in the nation. The state's unemployment rate was 1% higher than the nation's unemployment rate in January, which was 4.0%, up 0.1% from the previous month. The Illinois unemployment rate was down 2.1% from 1 year ago when it was at 7.1%. Compared to 1 year ago, non-farm payroll employment increased by 256,100 jobs, with gains across all major industries. The industry groups with the largest job increases were leisure and hospitality, up 122,300, professional and business services, up 50,600, and trade, transportation, and utilities, up 28,000. In January, total non-farm payrolls were up 4.5% over the year in Illinois and up 4.6% in the nation. The number of unemployed workers was down from the prior month, 2.1% decrease to 317,600, and was down 28.5% over the same month for 1 year ago.
The labor force was up 0.6% over the month and up 1.7% over the year. The unemployment rate identifies those individuals who are out of work and seeking employment. An individual who exhausts or is ineligible for benefits is still reflected in the unemployment rate if they are actively seeking work. A new poll shows Illinoisans believe teachers and parents should have the biggest say in how schools are being ran, more so than school administrators and statewide politicians. The Illinois Education Association released its fourth annual State of Education report earlier this week with several topics. The poll also revealed 77% of respondents were worried about teacher shortages, saying there should be more public awareness. A new plan has been introduced as federal legislation that would create a loan program to incentivize new investments in rural areas of the state. If approved, the Rural Investment in America Act would provide enhanced lending authority to the Small Business Administration to in turn provide loans to businesses that manufacture goods in industrial parks by offering partial loan forgiveness. To qualify, among other items, a business must establish a new presence or expand in a rural area industrial park. Some lawmakers are pushing for the passage of two bills meant to protect state-run veterans' homes from disease outbreaks. This comes after years of problems, and specifically after the tragedy at the LaSalle Veterans Home, where 36 residents died during a COVID-19 outbreak in November of 2020. While one bill basically calls for faster response by state health care and emergency personnel, another bill would give the Legislative Inspector General subpoena powers when investigating problems. State and local police are beefing up patrols for the St. Patrick's Day holiday. Kim Howard has the story.
The annual St. Paddy's enforcement is already underway and will last through the early morning hours of March 18th, says Illinois Department of Transportation spokesperson Paul Wapple.
There's going to be a lot of extra law enforcement out and about all throughout the state looking for people driving under the influence. They'll be doing seatbelt enforcement as well, roadside safety checks. You know, we just want everybody to get where they're going safely.
Wapple says the best thing you can do is make a plan ahead of time for how you're going to safely get home after drinking. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Salvation Army is accused of paying less than minimum wage to thousands working in its adult rehab centers. A lawsuit was filed against the nonprofit in three states, including Illinois, Georgia, and New York. There are about 120 Salvation Army residential adult rehab centers across the U.S. And the river stages as of early this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 24.29 feet above its 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City had a reading of 6.07 feet below its 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 20.19 feet above its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns read 4.11 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi, 27.37 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sits at 22.81 feet. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
At Jackie's Hidden Treasures, you never know what you'll find. Pick up a certificate at the Big Deal Store for incredible savings. There's always something new at Jackie's Hidden Treasures on the square in Sisney.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nail's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 84-year-old Norris City resident William Vonnell Long died on Tuesday, March the 8th. Private services will be held. Cook Funeral Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. 101-year-old Fairfield resident Virginia L. Ellis died on Friday, March the 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Thursday, March the 17th at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. 68-year-old Jeff resident Kathy Richardson died on Wednesday, March the 9th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, March 15th at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Burial will be in Power Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 until 7 p.m. on Monday, March the 14th at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. And as a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website, WFIWradio.com. Again, today's local area weather forecast is calling for partly sunny skies, then gradually becoming sunny throughout the remainder of the day. Today's high will be 54. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Darvio here with Interior Set and Sleep, located right across the road from Dumas here in Vincennes. We have 25 different styles of mattresses that are made by Bose, which are made right here in Indiana. We have the adjustable bases. We have several different styles of pillows, the mattress protectors. But the biggest thing is, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, you need to stop by Interior Set and Sleep, 1725 North 6th Street, located right across the road from Dumas here in Vincennes.
Life is about the right balance. This is Jake Alexander, account representative with the original company, Direct Media. After being in a career for 14 years that just didn't fit my family goals and other passions of mine, I started working for TOC, and I have to say I really like it. I appreciate the fact that they are flexible with my schedule. I can work from home if I need to for a few days, or remote if I have to be out of town for one of my kids. If you feel like your work-to-life balance is off, send a resume to jobs at originalcompany.com.
Time now for a Sunday check of sports. In high school boys basketball action from last night, at the 1A state tournament, Yorksville Christian beat Liberty 54-41. At the 2A state tournament, it was Nashville over Monticello 32-31. At the 3A, Sacred Heart Griffin defeated Metamora 53-50. And at the 4A, Glenbard West took down Whitney Young 56-34. In college basketball Big Ten action, Iowa beat Indiana 80-77, and Purdue took down Michigan State 75-70. In SEC action, it was Texas A&M over Arkansas 82-64, and Kentucky fell to Tennessee 69-62. In NBA action, the Timberwolves beat the Heat 113-104. It was the Pacers over the Spurs 119-108. The Bulls beat the Cavs 101-91. The Bucks fell to the Warriors 122-109. It was the Jazz beating the Kings 134-125. The Raptors took down the Nuggets 127-115. And the Trailblazers beat the Wizards 127-118. In NHL matchups, the Blues beat the Predators 7-4. It was the Hurricanes over the Flyers 3-1. The Kraken beat the Canadiens 4-3. The Blackhawks took down the Senators 6-3. The Ducks fell to the Devils 2-1. It was the Bruins over the Coyotes 3-2. The Flames shut out the Red Wings 3-0. And it was the Rangers over the Stars 7-4. The Kings would fall to the Sharks 5-0. And the Oilers beat the Lightning 4-1. In today's matchups in college baseball, FCC will take on Sauk Valley in a doubleheader, weather permitting. And in college softball, FCC is at Wren Lake for a doubleheader. The Big Ten Tournament Championship will be played today. And in NBA action, it will be the Knicks versus the Nets. The Clippers take on the Pistons. The Mavericks play the Celtics. It's the Sixers and the Magic. The Rockets face the Pelicans. The Pacers play the Hawks. The Grizzlies go up against the Thunder. And it's the Lakers playing the Suns. In NHL matchups, it's the Hurricanes versus the Penguins. The Maple Leafs take on the Sabres. The Golden Knights play the Blue Jackets. It's the Jets versus the Blues. The Predators versus the Wild. The Canadiens versus the Flyers. The Ducks take on the Islanders. The Flames against the Avalanche. The Lightning play the Canucks. And the Panthers face off against the Kings. And NASCAR is out west again this week for the Ralph Mortgage 500 from Phoenix Raceway. Alex Bowman is looking to build off his momentum after winning at Las Vegas last week. His teammate Kyle Larson will join him up front. Larson won at Auto Club at Fontana a couple of weeks back. And that's a Sunday check of sports. I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for partly sunny skies, gradually becoming sunny throughout the day with a high near 54. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear with a low near 35. Tomorrow's calling for sunny skies with a high around 59, and overnight tomorrow night mostly cloudy with a low near 43. Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 61, and sunny on Wednesday with a high near 67.
You found the positive road to encouraging